Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Hey, good day. I am sure of it, as sure as I am here, as the host of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, along with Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, Molly Page, Jennifer Horn. We are here at your service and on your side to bring you up to date on a lot of things that are of interest and importance. A lot of comments, facebook.com/good day, Twitter at good day. Jennifer will have the television report in a few minutes. Right now, though, the latest from Cleveland. The settlement over police conduct with the Justice Department on the heels of the vanquishing. What's the way we refer to the acquittal of Officer Brelo? That took place on Friday.
I think annoying is what a lot of people
Very
call
annoying,
it.
Yeah. If you really read into this, many of you have probably forgotten this because it took place 3 years ago. This police officer, there was a car. I'm just going to do a quick little run around, Molly, and then you can give us the update on the specifics. But what I remember of this now that we've sort of had this story refreshed in our mind, I was thinking the same thing at the time. This guy was afraid. He ran. The police chased him. By the time he was gunned down with the woman in the car, and that's what really happened. They were gunned. It was like it sort of reminded me of the movie Bonnie and Clyde. For God's sakes, you shoot this car up, and so the policeman, Mr. Brelo, Officer Brelo, gets on the hood of the car and fires how many rounds into the car?
15.
15 rounds. They probably, for all intents and purposes, were dead anyway. But the reason that he was exonerated is because they couldn't prove it was his bullets that killed him.
Now, I was confused about that.
How so?
Could they not prove that his gun was discharged? Yeah.
His gun was discharged, but there were six police cruisers chasing this car. And they all were firing.
They were
all in all. There were like 150 rounds shot into the car.
They all used similar guns and police bullets. So,
they didn't determine
whose bullets were whose. They just knew they were police bullets.
Yeah.
But then the judge then probably got it right?
The judge, yes. Oh, I'm not questioning the judge's decision because I don't think he can prove that this guy killed him. I'm not saying it's good police work or that the outcome is the way it should have been by any stretch of the imagination. But under the circumstances, if you use the rule of law, you can't prove who killed these people. So do you send them all to jail? I mean, how do you do that? There were like six cars full. There must have been, 12, 15 police officers
involved. Yeah, and who's to say who's hit and who's didn't?
So you're going to send them all to jail for life for murder? Or 6 years or 8 years for manslaughter? You're not going to do that.
What a story.
It's a ridiculous. It is ridiculous that this kind of stuff, and I remember now. You remember how hot under the collar I got, Richie? With this, I'd sort of forgotten to put it out of my mind. And then this comes back into the trial phase. So over the course of all this, Molly, the Justice Department is looking into the city of Cleveland and how they have, according to Justice Department, an unconstitutional police system and using excessive force. What happened with that?
You just kind of told the story.
I didn't tell the story about the Justice Department.
They said there was a pattern of unconstitutional policing and excessive use of force.
Oh, they did. Okay.
Yes.
I knew the question was asked. I had forgotten whether they came out of it. All right. So then what happened?
So the settlement details haven't been made clear yet. That could come as of today.
Uh-huh. Here's why it's so important to teach people how to be arrested and to stop running, because, you know, I believe we need to retrain our police officers.
You're going to train these people who are afraid of the police in the first place? You think the people in your neighborhood would stop for a policeman? They'd run as fast as they could away from him.
But Ray was arrested and killed.
This is why, though. I mean, he wasn't resisting arrest. I'm not saying it was the same in all cases, but think about in every case but his, it's always because people don't take the arrest, and it's always because they run. And then the cops, because either they have bad training or they get caught in the moment or whatever it is, will never know. You know, kill these people. I mean, it's like there needs to be such a campaign to let people know that arrest is they're not everything. You go in, you get to plead your case when you get there, and stop running. I mean, don't lead people on a car chase. It's just, it boggles my mind.
Yeah,
on both sides.
On
both sides, we need to retrain. But I mean, the fact that you don't take an arrest and you get in a car chase, you can't tell me that that's
my
the right thing to do.
My philosophy is, don't steal cigars, don't sell illegal cigarettes,
right?
Don't
keep
wave guns
clean
at cops, and
they weren't doing anything.
Okay.
Their car, supposedly, according to the police, backfired, and then all these cops emerged on them, started chasing them.
So
they didn't know what was going on.
Why wouldn't you just pull over?
Because cops beat black people to death, and quite often they're convicted wrongly and put to death.
You have to realize,
for backfiring of a car.
Yeah, I don't. I don't know.
They're just shot at and killed.
Well, but you see, that was, nobody knew. All right, let's backtrack a little bit. There was a release on Friday of a black man who'd been on death row for 28 years. This is what gives these people like Al Sharpton cause to rant and rave about the system, because the system isn't fair in this case. It isn't just. It isn't right. It isn't. All of these things that we're finding, these flaws in these police departments, okay, they're human. We all make mistakes, yada, yada. But over and over and over again, and it just brings us back around, okay, I'm just going to relax in it. We live in a racist country. We haven't fixed the problems. You know, are blacks better off than they used to be? Yep. Are they as well off as whites? Nope. Not in an average. If you take 20 blacks and 20 whites and put them next to each other and think that they've had similar life experiences, you're crazy. They haven't. You can take any 20 people from any community.
So let me ask you this, because I just like to wrap my head around it, and this is not being argumentative. This is
a
real question I have.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think that that's what makes black people commit crimes more than other races?
I think,
because they're just expected to by society. Is that what you're getting at?
You know, I don't have an answer to that, because I think that that's a question that really does need to be examined. I don't have an answer to that, Jennifer,
because
honestly,
the question has always been, people debate it all the time, do white people and other races commit just as many crimes as black people but do not get caught, or do black people commit more crimes? Because the numbers are clear that
most
more
blacks.
People right.
Okay, maybe the way to answer that is to analyze this situation that Molly has yet to tell us about, but I wanted to give us the story of this black guy who was on death row, and then he's been exonerated. I think more often than not, what you would find, Richie's looking up the stats on white versus black.
There's a list of exonerated death row inmates, but it doesn't break them down by
race. Black or white. Okay. I'm willing to bet that more of them are black than white. And so that speaks, in a sense, Jennifer, to the, I think 13% of the population, or 18%, is black in this country. I can't remember which, but it's somewhere in the teens.
Because it's a relatively low number. And then you look at the crime statistics, and it's a really high number.
I remember interviewing a man from Los Angeles who was a deputy chief. This fellow's daughter had been killed by gang members in Los Angeles because he was black and he was the deputy chief. And in order for these gangs to get into permanence, they had to kill somebody of prominence or a relative of somebody of prominence. So this gang guy shoots this police officer's daughter, kills her. And so this brought me around to thinking. I remember talking to him on the air. I did a 45-minute interview with him. And I remember him telling me about the circumstances in which he grew up in Los Angeles. He came from South Central and made something of himself. And that was something that the gang bangers resented, too. But they targeted him because he was black. And I remember him talking then about the crimes that black people commit and why the black community has this sort of stench around them. And he admitted, you know, there are way too many crimes committed by black people who don't see another way out. And I said to him, that's not an excuse. And I pretty much said it to him just like that. Just because you come from a bad neighborhood doesn't mean that you automatically should go out and, you know, become a robber.
Because you still have opportunity living in this country.
And you can point to any number of people who are black who have made, you know, you want to go to Ben Carson? Perfect example. He came from a lousy background and did okay for himself. If you want to use him, there's a dozen, 20 million others, not 20 million, but there's plenty of other people who have had a tough go of it. But yet you turn it around and you see how the system works, and it doesn't work well. Molly, just the background a little on this guy that got exonerated, will you?
Yeah, sure. And first of all, more black people are arrested for things they do, including drug use, than white people. It doesn't mean white people are using less drugs. It means they're not arrested. They're not thrown in jail.
And that's kind of my question. Is it that other races don't get caught as often, or is it that the crimes are different? I mean, that's a legitimate... that's a legitimate concern. If more black people are being arrested for crimes that everybody is committing, then there's where you know you have a problem.
Right. Yeah. All right.
So this gentleman, James Bain, was in prison for 35 years. He was convicted of breaking and entering, kidnapping and rape in 1974 and sentenced to life in prison. And he it's amazing the things that he says since he's out. He says he's not angry. It happened. It's over. He's moving on. And he never had anything more than a few parking tickets, no prior convictions. He was not even in the area where these things happened. And the one witness who said he witnessed it was actually clocked in at a job 15 miles away. Yeah. So in 2009, the Innocence Project, of Florida, said they wanted DNA tests, and they had refused to give them for a long time. Then finally, 8 months later, they did the DNA testing and it cleared him.
Yeah. So this is nothing's perfect, the system. But for people to run away and just say, oh, well, there are more black people in jail, whether they deserve to be or not. In this case, this guy didn't deserve what he got. And what we need to do is take each one of these cases individually and forget the color. See, that's what kind of bothers me. The color thing becomes an issue for these gas bags like Sharpton. And they use it and they manipulate it for their own purposes. And
see, because lately I've been thinking it's more socioeconomic than anything else. And I think people that can afford to defend themselves do, and people that can't get in real trouble.
All right.
No, I agree.
Yeah, that's a good way of summarizing this. 14 before the hour. Jennifer checks television news for us in a moment here on Good Day.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Want a way to calm your kid down and teach him patience at the same time? Well, maybe you ought to consider giving your kid music lessons. It can work wonders on your child's academic skills and mental health, too. Here's the science of it.
Everybody ready for music?
No doubt about it. Music can help any child with motor control issues. Piano lessons, or actually any music lesson for that matter, teaches children rhythm, patience, and concentration. Also, it teaches teamwork through school orchestras and marching bands. And get this, music lessons facilitate reading skills, eye-to-hand gross and fine motor skills, and the ability to sit still. What's the cheap psychological trick? Music naturally creates many of the same skills that other children achieve temporarily through pharmaceuticals. More info at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What's keeping you from living the life you want? For many people, it's fear.
Dr. Friedman Schaub, author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, says fear is a basic feeling. Its purpose is to keep you safe.
Like your body signals your brain when you feel pain, the subconscious alerts your conscious mind when it senses danger.
But fear can also hold you back. As the saying goes, fear makes the wolf bigger than he is.
There's a reason for this. What you focus on grows.
Pay attention to your fears, and they will get bigger. If you focus on the life you want, your mind goes to work coming up with ways to get it.
Act on those suggestions and the fears go away. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Canadian sprinter is one of the most controversial Olympians ever. He set a 100-meter record in 1988, only to be disqualified for steroid use.
Ben Johnson of Canada does it. A 9.84. Unbelievable.
So where is Ben Johnson now? Ben's a big soccer fan and is currently coaching in Melbourne, Australia. He's also coached Al-Sadi Gaddafi, the son of Muammar Gaddafi, and soccer superstar Diego Maradona. Ben says he and Diego are teaming up to open a worldwide chain of sports bars, but Ben still finds himself defending his own reputation because of his steroid controversy.
No one has the right to judge me because no one in his life is perfect. Anywhere else in the world, everybody's doing the same thing. You do understand?
I guess bushes were made to be beaten around. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV.
Today on App Check, Ring Shuffle gives you a temporary phone number which rings through to your real number, keeping it private. Easy setup.
I love you.
Ring Shuffle. It's a hit.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
There was 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, let's see what's going on. I have just discovered Netflix.
Okay.
Laugh all you want. Laugh. Har, har, hearty, har, har. Binge watching.
Yes.
On Sunday night, we were having dinner, and it was the decision was made to.
It was not yours, right?
No, it was. Because I wanted to. What came up first on Netflix was The Blacklist. And
I
happen to think that The Blacklist is quite an interesting program.
Yes. Great show.
The ones I've seen heretofore have been on the plane. And I hadn't noticed that there was a lot of violence or, I mean, Spader's happy to shoot whoever it is that gets in his way. But I don't know that I saw as much blood as we saw in these three episodes from the first season. But it brought me around to thinking about Netflix and how I can see why it is. I don't even know that I could get it at my house. You can see.
You can get it everywhere.
Well, okay, thank you.
If you have internet, you can get Netflix.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. So now the reason I'm thinking about it is because Gérard Depardieu. Hey, Pierre, how do I do it?
Gérard Depardieu.
Okay, thank
Depardieu.
You. The folks at Netflix want to produce a European version of House of Cards.
Hmm.
So they're going to court Gérard Depardieu to play the French president or somebody who wants to be just like Kevin Spacey's character in France. So the show is going to be called Marseille. Produced in France. Yeah, right. I mean, you could apply this to most any country, right?
Yeah.
That whole thing. Here's the big news, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
Charter Communication is trying to acquire Time Warner.
This one might work because Charter's small enough where they could still acquire Time Warner. Comcast was too big.
And they wouldn't own over
50%. $55 billion.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They don't 50% of $55 billion? And what does that do to service?
No,
oh, it'll be much better and everything will be cheaper. Yeah.
Don't believe that.
Of course not. That's nonsense. But yeah, you're right. I think this one might stand the test of the feds, et cetera. 51 after on Good Day.